Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you've got something weighing on your mind, but you just can't seem to say it out loud? Like, there's this pressure building up inside, but the thought of actually sharing those feelings feels, well, terrifying. That's what we're diving into today. Creating a safe space for emotional expression. Because let's face it, bottling things up never really works. It's like trying to hold a balloon filled with air underwater. Eventually, something's gotta give. And trust me, when those emotions burst out, they usually don't look pretty. So, how do we cultivate that safe space where vulnerability doesn't feel like weakness? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. Number 1. Active listening is a superpower. Seriously, when someone's opening up to you, put your phone down, make eye contact, and genuinely listen. Don't interrupt, offer solutions unless asked, or try to steer the conversation in a different direction. Just be present. You'd be surprised how powerful that simple act can be. Number 2. Practice empathy, even when it's tough. Remember, everyone has their own story, their own struggles. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with their choices or feelings. Empathy is like stepping into someone else's shoes and walking a mile in them. It helps us build bridges of understanding. Number 3. Validate those feelings no matter what. Even if you think someone's reaction is over the top, remember that their emotions are real to them. Saying something like, "That sounds really frustrating," or "I can see why you'd feel that way," goes a long way in making someone feel heard and understood. Number 4. Set boundaries, but do it with kindness. It's important to protect your own emotional well-being too. If someone's constantly venting negativity without offering any solutions or support, it's okay to gently set some boundaries. You can say something like, "I care about you, but I'm not the best person to give advice on this." Maybe talking to a therapist or counselor would be helpful. And finally, number 5. Be a role model for emotional expression yourself. Don't be afraid to share your own feelings in an appropriate and healthy way. This shows others that it's okay to be vulnerable, and it creates a more open and honest environment. Ever felt like you were carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like all these unspoken thoughts and emotions were building up inside you, threatening to explode? I know that feeling all too well. There was this time in college when I was juggling exams, trying to keep my grades up, and dealing with a messy breakup all at once. It felt like I was constantly on the verge of a meltdown. I tried pushing it all down, pretending everything was fine, but inside, I was crumbling. Then one night, I just broke down sobbing in my room. My best friend came over, sat beside me, and just listened. Didn't judge, didn't offer solutions, just let me pour out my heart. And you know what? That simple act of listening, that safe space she created for me, was the turning point. It allowed me to process my emotions, start healing, and eventually move on in a healthy way. So remember, creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't just about talking things out, it's about building genuine connections, offering empathy, and validating each other's feelings. It's about remembering that we're all human, we all have our struggles, and sometimes the best thing we can do for ourselves and others is simply listen. Ready to create your own safe space? Start by making a conscious effort to truly hear what people are saying. Practice empathy, even when it feels challenging. And remember, you don't have to have all the answers, just be present and offer your support. And that's a wrap for today. Remember to share this episode with someone who needs a reminder that they are not alone in their feelings. And if you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find the show and join our community of mental fortitude seekers. Until tomorrow, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.